The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Out of pity, people, it's a crying shame. Ain't that a pity, people, it's a crying shame. Shadow went till it was 9 below 0. Put me down for another man. Yes, took all my money, all my love and everything. All my money, all my love and everything. She had to wait till it was 9 below 0. Put me down for another man. Pull me down. Nine below zero. Little girls, so don't pull me down. She left me out in this cold, cruel world, people. She wouldn't even leave me. Not one day. Ha ha ha!
great. The story goes, well, first of all, it's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. Second of all, my name is Dave Raven. And the third of all, opening up the programme, Carl Estelle Junco, off the album Blues Mongrel, and that's the great Sonny Boy Williamson original called Nine Below Zero. The story goes, and I think it's fairly true, that a fine harmonica player in Holland called Tilburg Slim went to see Carl Estelle Junco in Antwerp about 3 or 4 weeks ago and threatened, has he put his harmonica down and packed them all away? I don't know, he probably has for a short time, but nevertheless, fine harmonica playing and a great, great album. And we've got some great music between now and the next 54 minutes or thereabouts. Catfish Keith out of Iowa City is going to be our guest. He's on his way in a matter of minutes, I would think, probably about a quarter of an hour from now, and we'll get some live numbers from him. And listen. Hear that? Well, you probably can't hear anything. And that's because there's been a change here at the Home of the Blues. The noisy computer, which has been the bane of my life, but actually been reliable, if noisy, for the last 3 years, has been letting me down, and so it was replaced this week by this wonderful, great, big, silent beast in the corner. And it just makes so much difference. I mean, you can probably hear the birds singing now, as opposed to this noise of the fans in the background. But anyway, stay with me. Here is Tutu Jones, Blue Texas Soul, and Things Are Looking Up. You can bet your bottom dollar that they are. Dallas, Texas. His name is Tutu Jones. That's his debut album from how long ago? 10 years ago now, I guess. Blue Texas Soul was the name of the CD, and that is Things Are Looking Up, and indeed they are. Okay, Donna Gillespie is next. All the holiday plans seem to have gone down the tubes bit by bit, and so the idea of being on the dual houseboat holiday towards the end of this year in India at Kerala at one end and Srinagar at the other, that's kind of gone by the board. And we're now looking at next year. Next year, actually, I've just had this invitation, which I get every year around about this time, and I've never yet taken up, and that is the invitation to the Mustique Blues Festival. Mustique is one of the Caribbean islands way down the bottom end of the chain, heading towards the top end of South America, and near St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And Mustique, it's probably more famous because that's where Princess Margaret used to hang out, and all the great... It's an expensive place to go to. There's a place called Basil's Bar, and he has a blues festival, or he co-hosts a blues festival every year, and they tended to release an album from it as well. Anyway, every year I get an invite to go, and can never actually get round to doing it. But this year, I may be tempted. And if I do go, not only will I meet Basil for the first time, who runs the bar, but I'll meet the person who organises it with him, who lives in the UK, and she's a great blues singer. Her name is Dana Gillespie. Here's off the album Hot Stuff and Horizontal Boogie. Don't do that. So what's the last track on the CD which plays up? Mainly because the CD plays unlike an old record where it went from the outside to the in. I don't know whether you realise, but the CD... Well, you probably do know. The CD goes from the inside to the out. And therefore, fingerprints and all that sort of rubbish you put on them as you're handling the CD, they tend to be on the outside edge, and therefore the last track... I'll just take it out of the machine. It looks okay. Oh, well. C'est la vie. Dana Gillespie, Hot Stuff, the album, and that's Horizontal Boogie, or at least half of it thereof, anyway. It's The Raven and the Blues. If you'd like to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you, dave.raven@bfbs.com, and that's where the website is, bfbs.com/R&B, and a chance to follow the links to all the record labels and the artists. Before we welcome Catfish Keith to the proceedings, because he's just arrived outside, let's play Lowell Fulson, the album from his Kent record days in the very early 1960s, so 40 years and a bit. And it's some great West Coast blues sound. It's called Black Nights, and this track is called Hustler's Game. Thank you.
you people.
Raven and the Blues on BFPS Radio 2. It was July of this year when Steve Thompson sent an email saying, by the way, there's a really fine guitarist coming out of America to tour the UK in October, November. His name is Catfish Keith. Get in touch with him. I did. And after a few emails, it's good to have Catfish here at the home of the blues and playing for us. You're in the latter end of quite a long tour, aren't you?
Yeah, we're touring all over the UK and started out in about the 13th of October, and it goes till the end of November, so a good 6 or 7 weeks of touring all over. We have about 37 gigs and have played up in Scotland and in Wales and all over England, so having a great tour, man.
Are you a road warrior normally?
Well, we try to be, and certainly when we come here to the UK, we try to get in as much as we can, so quite a few of the days we'll be playing a gig at night and sometimes a workshop in the day and doing as much as we can.
You brought two of your guitars. You were starting with the National. What are you going to do for us first?
All right. Well, let's see. I'll start off with a piece here. This one comes from Mississippi, Fred McDowell, and it's a little piece called Tell Everybody Down in Your Neighborhood, and it's kind of that old Mississippi Hill Country style, so we'll give that one a try here. Yeah, tell everybody.
Tell everybody, tell everybody in your neighborhood. Won't you tell everybody, won't you tell everybody, tell everybody in your neighborhood. Such a dirty mistreater, dirty mistreater ran, such a dirty mistreater ran, you ain't gonna mean nobody no good. Gonna mean nobody, nobody no good. Yeah. You've gone to heist in your loving winders high. See me coming down there. You've gone to heist in your loving winders high. Leave me coming down, eh? Won't you leave me coming down and hold your funky head and cry? Hang your head and cry. Hang your head and cry. I love the loving little way you. Jumping down in your raggedy V8 Ford. Hey! Coming around. Jumping down. You coming down, mama, in your raggedy V8 Ford. Like a possum and a raccoon. Possum and a raccoon, eh? Like a possum and a raccoon coming on your running, boy. On your running, boy. On your running, boy. I love the loving little way. Jumping down, mama, in your fishtail Cadillac. Hey! Coming down. Jumping down. You jumping around, mama, in your fishtail Cadillac. Gonna heist your hood. Gonna heist your hood. Gonna heist your hood, gonna coming around and break my back. Gonna break my back. Gonna break my back. I love the loving little way you do. Tell everybody, tell everybody down in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Won't you tell everybody, won't you tell everybody, tell everybody down in your neighborhood. Such a dirty mistreater. Such a dirty mistreater ran. Such a dirty mistreater ran. You ain't gonna mean nobody no good. Gonna mean nobody. Nobody no good. Nobody no good. Nobody no good. Baby, feel alright. Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Baby, feel all right.
When the workshop you were doing at the weekend, was there more interest in the steel or the acoustic or about equal?
A little bit of both. I think people like to... There's different things I do on the acoustic guitar that, like ways I make different harmonics and things that people are real interested on, kind of expanding the range of guitar sounds, and a lot of people want to learn more about playing slide too, so I end up kind of showing them how to do all those things and more if I can.
Because am I right in thinking there's a kind of resurgence in steel guitar in the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, I've noticed you know, just from going to these workshops that there's a startling amount of players that, you know, have these national type guitars. And it made me realize just how heavy the interest is when these cats come to the gigs. They have a guitar. Both, they bring two guitars, and they'll both be just like my guitar. So
right, yes.
It's
quite an eye opener.
Startling.
That's
yeah.
Right, yes. You are of an age where, at the time, you say you've been playing blues for 30 years, which means that then most of the great blues men were still alive, you know.
Well, yeah, and but at the time, kind of in the middle 70s when I was getting into playing, there were quite a few that were already passed, but then there were a great bunch of blues musicians that were still around and that even continue to play. And there, some of these guys are 90 or 95 years old now, you know, because I got to study and hang out with people like Johnny Shines. That was, you know, he was always a huge hero to me. And then I got to actually perform with him and get to know him a little bit. And wow, that was what an experience, because he had such a voice. It was make every hair on your body stand up when you hear him singing. And incredible cat.
He was one of the breed of roadhouse blues guys who had to really get across to the crowd.
Wow.
There, so
he
knew
such,
how to work an audience.
Wow, yeah. He had such a powerful voice. And then there were others that I got to get to know and play with, like Henry Townsend from St. Louis. He's getting to be in his late 90s now, and he's still, or at least he's 95, I think, and he still goes out and plays a gig once in a while, you know. And Honey Boy Edwards, I've gotten to know him real good, and we've done lots of gigs together, and he's just turned 90, so it makes me think, well, I'm just getting about halfway there, you know. I got a ways to go, you know, so that's what I love about this music.
It's a good, clean living, which kept them going as well.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. Go to church on Sunday.
A healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's right. let's have something else before we change from the national to the acoustic. What are we going to have next?
Okay. I'm going to try this song now. This is one that's on my brand new album. And it's kind of, my new album is called Sweet Pea, and it just came out. Well, I recorded it in August, and we got it just in time for the UK tour. And the song I'm going to do is called A True Friend Is Hard to Find, and it's influenced from Blind Willie Johnson, who has been a great influence on me and lots of people, really, but and also Son House, and those were two of my kind of big slide guitar and blues heroes. And so this is called A True Friend Is Hard to Find.
Children have a hard time when mother is dead. Motherless children have a time when bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when husband may be good to you when the mother is dead. Wife and husband may be to you when, well, bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when. Thank you. bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when the mother is dead. Some people say that that sister will do when mother is dead. Some people say that that when. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. This in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. Motherless children have a hard time when mother is dead. Motherless children have a time when. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when mother is dead. Mother is dead.
Okay, the National's gone back into its case and the acoustic guitar's come out. Your guitar you're holding now looks like it's an old friend.
It is an old friend. It's they call this shape of guitar a parlor guitar, and it was actually hand-built for me here in the UK, but it's based on a pretty old design, like the early 1900s. I think Martin built some of these small shape, and you'll see old Washburn guitars like this, but it's a hand-built guitar. It's by a guy called Tony Revel in near Newtown in Wales. But it's... I love the little guitar, and it's got a lot of sound in it. I'm going to do a piece now. This is one that kind of comes from the island tradition, me in the Caribbean Sea. When I was a young fella, about 19, 20 years old, I escaped the freezing cold Midwest in January and spent some time, a small amount of time crewing on a sailboat, but I ended up living down in the Virgin Islands for a while, and while I was down there, I got to hear all kinds of fantastic island music, and I fell in love with the playing of this guy called Joseph Spence, who was a weird cat that had a really surprising music, and his music to me had the effect of somebody coming up and tickling you when you weren't expecting it in a musical sort of way. So this is a piece I love. It's called Brown Skin Gal. Home and mind, baby. Go home and mind, baby. Daddy's coming to wait down on a sailing boat. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. You know I love the way you do. I love the way you, love the way you, we do. Come back, babe. You know I. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby.
You know I love the way you did. I love the way you, love the way you, the way you did. Come back, babe, you know I. And if you don't come back, throw away the damn baby. Getting down, I love the way you did. I love the way you, love the way you did. Come back, babe, you know I. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. Daddy's coming away down on a sailing boat. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. Go home and mind. Go home and mind. Go home and mind, baby.
Lovely. Catfish Keith and Brown Skin Gal, memories for me of Belize in the Caribbean, well, Central America anyway. And Catfish, thanks so much indeed for coming to the Raven and the Blues. You can hear the full 40 minutes of that, extra numbers and a bit more conversation, on the internet, not unsurprisingly. If you go to raven.libsyn.com, so no www's, just raven.libsyn, libsyn.com. You can look for the Catfish Keith link there and just click download it and listen to the whole 40 minutes. And that's where you can get all the Raven and the Blues programmes as well as the Gadget Show and Multimedia too. Anyway, thanks very much to Catfish Keith. Where to now? I know, Jimmy Smith. Title track of the album, .com Blues. We'll be right back. I want to put E faded. It'd be nice to have a dump-dee-dump-dump-dump type end, wouldn't it? But not to be. That's the album which came out 5 years ago on Universal Records. Jimmy Smith, fine. Probably the leading, I suppose, the guest of the Hammond organists, the B3 organists. Although there were much more, I would say, funky and bluesier guys also playing organ. People like Jimmy McGriff. But Jimmy Smith's Blue Note recordings especially were just, oh, the best of their time. Back at the Chicken Shack. We really must do it again. It's 9 minutes long, but it's just so... Well, it just makes you feel like you're sitting on a porch somewhere, you know, except not with a guitar in a rocking chair, but with a Hammond organ in a rocking chair. That's called Dotcom Blues. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven. My email address is dave.raven@bfbs.com. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world and however you're listening, whether it's either on FM as a listen again or as a podcast. Don't forget, raven.libsyn.com. You can subscribe to them all there. If not subscribe, at least just download them and listen to them. When I was talking to Catfish, we were talking about heritage blues and all of the things which influenced him back in his past. And really, it's quite amazing that in America especially, they haven't forgotten their heritage, but we place far more importance on it, I guess, in the UK, on what happened with the blues originally back, well, virtually 100 years ago. And there are very few radio stations in America that do any blues at all, that play any real heritage stuff. So let's go right back to the beginning, where it all came from. W.C. Handy, I mention his name a lot, founder of the blues, in a sense, and the W.C. Handy Awards are named after him. Here's a track which he took and rearranged, and it's been sung by hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the years. But this is a recording made over 80 years ago on the New York City, 26th of May, 1925. It's the Empress of the Blues herself, Bessie Smith, off the album I Ain't Gonna Play No Second Fiddle, and this is Careless Love Blues.
Oh,
helpless track on the programme this week, and for many weeks too, because they can't make many more recordings earlier than 1925, recorded in New York City in that year, in May in 1925. That's Bessie Smith and Careless Love Blues, traditional number arranged by W.C. Handy, and featuring with her on that, just four people altogether, Louis Armstrong on cornet, Charlie Green on trombone, and Fletcher Henderson on piano. Great, great stuff. She, if you're thinking, why New York? Because surely she was a Southern blues person. You're right. She was born in the South, and in Chattanooga, I think. Yes, in Tennessee. And then moved north. Well, actually, let's get the order right. Was born in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, and was orphaned, sang on street corners, was then apprenticed. Is that a good word? It probably is. To Ma Rainey, Gertrude Rainey, who was one of the minstrel shows of the time. And she was then just 18 years old, great, very good looking as well, and a staggering voice, as you can hear there. And she went north to Atlantic City and eventually to New York. Whereas Ma Rainey stayed in the South, but it was Bessie Smith, therefore, by being in New York, really became the leading person of the time. And some might argue that she was, say, more of a jazz person than a blues person. The truth is that she just turned her character to anything, really, and turned out some great things. That's taken off the album I Ain't Gonna Play No Second Fiddle, and great stuff too. How are we doing? Oh, look at the time. 10 minutes to go. Let's have a track from Guitar Shorty. The album is Watch Your Back, and this one is I've Been Working.
Let my soul on fire. goodbye.
Guy that influenced Jimi Hendrix, would you believe? Born in Texas, raised in Florida, fine, fine guitarist, worked with all the greats over the years, that's Guitar Shorty. Alligator album from last year, Watch Your Back, it's called, and that set your soul on fire. Great stuff. I've Been Working is the proper title of the track. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Thanks to Catfish Keith for coming along, together with Penny, and guesting on the programme. Our next guest, in theory, is Kelly Joe Phelps in a week's time, but he's on tour, and I've heard nothing from neither him nor his agent, so watch this space. Let's close with a live track from a really fine band working here in the UK. The album is called One for the Road, and at the end of it, they've got a couple of live tracks. Here they are live on stage with Johnny Hooker's original of Boogie Children. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Let that boy, Boogie Woogie.